friends, this is our final day of the novena in preparation for the solemnity of the Assumption. Tomorrow we're on the Vigil. It's also the feast of Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe, who almost, as it were, 10 days almost of novena, in a certain sense, in the starvation bunker in Auschwitz, Oswiecim, Polish. He was the last of 10, always at number 10. All the others who were imprisoned with him, the 9, minus Francis Goyenicek, who was to give testimony to the truth about Marian consecration. The more we belong to Mary, the more we are totally, unconditionally dedicated, entrusted, commended, consecrated, because ultimately we too must share the sufferings of Jesus on the cross. We too must share the victory, but only to the degree that we are consecrated to Our Lady, to her Immaculate Heart, can we do that. Saint Maximilian was the last of the 10. He injected poison into his arm because they needed the bunker for the next 10 to be executed. Culture of death. From what comes the culture of death? The culture of impurity. That is the answer, very simply. The tragedies are not something that God has deliberately willed much, or even permitted. In fact, through the intercession of Mary, He restrains these things. And yet, if we insist on what so-called quote-unquote sexual revolution, if it is publicly declared legal, what else is going to happen eventually but what we have already seen and experienced in the concentration camps of the last century? The profile of the world as an antechamber of hell. What is the meaning of Saint Maximilian's sacrifice on the Vigil of the Assumption? It's his triumph. 9 other men went to heaven, saints, not cursing God, but blessing Him. Blessing the privilege, blessing Him for the privilege, the honor to share the cross of Jesus and to share His victory. For the next day, we celebrate the victory, not only of Our Lady, but the rest of her offspring. Total consecration was the beginning of his service to Our Lady, the choice of the 2 crowns, the red one and the white one. Total consecration, to be possession of Mary, not of the devil. There is no in-between. Cardinal Newman once again put it so simply in the classic English of which he was capable. There are only 2 ways to go. You're on your way to heaven, no matter what point you are. You're either going towards heaven or you're going the other direction towards hell. There is no permanent stopping ground in between, but you will arrive in heaven and you won't have any lapse of faith or hope on the way. And you will always love as Jesus loved on the cross, as Mary at the foot of the cross, if you are totally consecrated to her. I mentioned the 10 that keeps popping up here. Pentecost, 10 days after the Ascension. Solemnity, the 10th day after the Novena. We have to go back a moment. 40 days of Lent, 40 days from the Resurrection to the Ascension, plus 10 days is Pentecost, the 50th day. 50th year, the Jubilee year. 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 makes 49 years, plus 50, that was the Jubilee year for the Jubilee year for us, Pentecost, and Nikos. 7 plus 1, or 49 plus 1, the day, the year, the hour that begins and never ends, with a sunrise, but no sunset. We see here how wonderfully planned the logic of Marian living. Seek to Marianize yourself. Make yourself all Marys by totally consecrating to yourself to her, as did St. Maximilian, St. Louis Grignon de Montfort, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. It's the most wonderful way to end the preparation to celebrate tomorrow the solemnity of Our Lady's Assumption. And now let us recite for the last time the Novena Prayer in preparation for this on the very vigil of the feast. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Novena in honor of the Assumption of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
O Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God and Mother of Man, we believe with all the fervor of our faith in your triumphal assumption into heaven, where you are claimed as Queen by all the choirs of angels and legions of saints. We unite with them to praise and bless the Lord, who has exalted you above all other pure creatures, and to offer you the tribute of our devotion and our love. From the shadows of this valley of tears, we seek your heavenly assistance and tender mercy to comfort our aching hearts and to help in the trials of the Church and of our country. Accept the intentions we offer you in this novena, and be pleased to grant them according to our need and according to the good pleasure of your Son. For we are confident that in the glory where you reign, you continue your manifold intercession to bring us celestial gifts. In the glory which you possess in body and soul in heaven, this image and beginning of the Church, as it is to be perfected in the world to come. Until the day of the Lord shall come, continue to shine forth on earth as a sign of certain hope and comfort for all your children. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, who assumed to celestial glory the body and soul of your Son's mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, grant, we beg you, that being ever intent upon heavenly things, we may merit to share in her glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Being assumed into heaven,
pray for us.